It was Beeston. She could feel him at her side. He must have moved over her, eclipsing the sunlight, stealing the warmth, as he'd done since the day they'd said, "I do." "Can I get you something? Water? More laudanum?" "No," she rasped. "No more." "Water, then." She nodded, or at least she thought she had. She couldn't be certain. Not until a moment later when Beeston lifted her head and pressed the edge of a glass against her lips. She drank, grateful for the cool wetness that filled her mouth and relieved her dry throat. "Thank you," she whispered. Beeston placed the glass on the bedside table and then took her hand in his. "What are you doing here?" Hannah couldn't help but ask. It wasn't like him to be so attentive, or to be around at all, really.
"Helping you recover," his voice wavered. "Are you in very much pain?"
Hannah managed a puff of laughter. "It feels as if Satan himself is stabbing his trident into my leg." She finally prized her eyes open to see Beeston sitting beside her, his face contorted in a mixture of horror and despair. When had he turned so very hideous? 10 years ago, he'd been the very picture of a dashing gentleman. Light brown hair sat in gentle waves above a strong brow, clean-shaven skin, eyes that danced with light and amusement. He'd stood with confidence, and his clothing had hugged his muscular form just so, causing every woman in the ballroom to swoon over him, in spite of his reduced stature.
"Will you ever forgive me?" he asked.
It was obvious he was choking back tears. Hannah might have felt sorry for him if she didn't find him so very pathetic. It wasn't her most charitable thought, but she was done being charitable and forgiving towards him. "For what?" she asked, feeling stronger now, thanks to the rush of anger that surged through her. "For shooting me? Or for bedding every woman in town? Or for forcing me into a miserable existence for the last 10 years? I ought to be clear on what I'm to forgive you for." If only an artist were there to capture the look upon Beeston's face, his jaw slack, his eyes filled with shock that his meek little wife had finally spoken up for herself.
I...
"The answer is no," she said, cutting him off before he attempted to come up with a pitiful excuse for his entire existence. "To everything, I do not forgive you, not any more."
"But you're my wife."
A bit of the Beeston she knew started to creep back in, tight jaw, flaring nostrils. But she'd not be afraid of him any more. "Exactly. I've been more than wifely all these 10 years. You, however, have gone about your life as if I don't exist." Beeston only stared at her, clearly at a loss for words. She'd run out of words herself. What was left to say? He'd treated her poorly their entire marriage, and then he'd shot her. Whether by accident or not, he'd shot her nevertheless. "I want a divorce," she finally said, knowing full well that decision was not in her hands, nor would it ever be. If she were to obtain a divorce, it would have to be at Beeston's request. He didn't look terribly amenable to the idea.
"A divorce?" he practically roared. "How dare you? You carry my child."
Oh, right, there was that. Not that she actually carried his child, but that she'd told him she did. Bugger, she'd have to come clean, which would further enrage him. But at least they were in her brother's house. If Beeston attempted any bodily harm to her, someone would come rushing to her aid. She swallowed over the hard lump in her throat. "I lied," Bester stated as simply as possible. Beeston's eyes knitted together in a frown.
"I beg your pardon."
His voice was quiet, dangerous. It made Hannah's hands tremble. But she wouldn't let him get the best of her. If she was ever going to stand up to him, this was the time to do it, while she was already injured and in a great deal of pain. How much more damage could he inflict? He could murder her, but part of Hannah wondered if that wouldn't be preferable to a lifetime spent as his wife. Hannah lolled her head back against the fluffy pillows, growing ever more weary. "I said, I lied. I was never enceinte. I only said that because..."
"Because why?"
he roared, clearly impatient to know why she would do such a thing. "Because I thought it would make you love me." The words were out before she could stop them. They sounded so foolish when she spoke them aloud. What a silly fool she was. Beeston loved no one but himself, and an unborn child couldn't change that. Tears tried to push their way from behind her eyelids, but she wouldn't allow it. Not now. Not in front of